Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends! This is so exciting. We're continuing our series of Shiurim in the Sefer Das Chochmo Musar from Gaon HaMusar, or Yisrael, the Light of Israel, Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz from the Mir. And now we're on Maimer Dalet. We're just going straight away Keseder. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the koch to continue. The Shiur should be a special schus for Rabbi Yitzchak Yoina ben Chanan, Maris Hennemir Bas Chana, and for Abdur David ben Sarah, and the Refuas, Miriam Bas Chaya, and Harab Yitzchak ben Baracha, and also a schus for Yidid Nafshi, Rabbi Moshe Berkowitz Shlita, who is the inspiration behind the Rabbi Yerucham Shiurim. So this is a shmuz that he gave Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Miketz, Bishmais Rabba, Parsha Chof Aleph, Mao Paro Hikriv. What does it mean, Paro is Makriv? Maybe it should have said, O Paro Karav. What does it mean, Hikriv? Causative. Shehigriv es Yisrael Tshuva. Have you ever heard this? Paro was a Kiruv activist. Paro was one of those Chabad guys, one of those Eish guys on campus. Paro shehigriv es Yisrael l'tshuva. Paro brought us to tshuva. V'lama, etc. V'lama asa Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu lam kach, el shayi HaKadosh Baruch Hu mese'av l'tfilosan. Why did God do this? Make Paro run after pursuing the Jewish people? Paro's running after pursuing the Jewish people? Why did God do this? Because God wanted, God has a taiva, could be yachal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a taiva, to hear our tefillas, Amar Rabbi Yerushim and Levi, the Moshe Maya Dover Doyme, the Melech, Shebaba Derech, Vayabas Malachim, so Ekes, Bivakosha Mimcho, Hatsileni Mide Listim. So you had a princess who was going on the way and she screams, Rativitmir, Rativitmir, save me from these evil bandits. The young, beautiful, rich woman, all alone. Dangerous, you have those evil pirates on the seas and on the land. Shama Melech Vitzila. And the king, not her father, a different king, saved her. Nachayam and Bikesh Liso Salisha. So he saved her. He saw that she was good marriage material, i.e., beautiful. And she made a killer Lakshin Kugel. So he wants to marry her. He wanted to speak to her. Come on, he saved her life. She's not interested. He texts her. She ignores his texts. Can you believe that? So the king hired some bandits. And he said, Chevra, I want you to attack that girl. Now she's going to scream. So now the bandits come. And she starts screaming to the king, save me, save me. I don't know if she spoke Yiddish, but in all likelihood, back then everybody spoke Yiddish. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke Yiddish, Abraham Avinu spoke Yiddish. It's amazing that there's Jews left who don't speak Yiddish. Who would have thunk? Some of them from Morocco, from Tunis, from Yemen. Oh, I just wanted to hear your voice. I was hoping I'd hear from you. All of a sudden, he starts getting flooded with emails, with texts, hearing her screams all together. Save me, save me, save me. He said, I wanted to hear your voice. The Jewish people were Mitzrayim, and they were subjugated. They started to scream. It wasn't those many days the Jewish people cried out. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to hear their voice again. And they didn't want. Ma'asa, what did he do? Gir leParo. So he got Paro. Lirdof Achrayim to pursue us. Shinamaro Paro Hikriv. So Paro, Oya Shur Shevet Api, like the prophet says. Woe is Syria, they're just God's staff. Remember all these nations, Iran and ISIS, and all these Chevra Yamach Shemom V'Zichrom, Osama bin Laden, Yamach Shemom V'Zichrom. once had a big gathering where former President Obama spoke. So when the person introduced to me, he mentioned Obama bin Laden. So the president corrected him that he thinks he means Osama, not Obama. Anyway, no connection. So you have these guys who are all running after us, who are making us afraid. You never know when you're going to be in a Twin Towers, when an airplane's going to hit Rahman al-Itzlan. You don't know. Rahman al-Itzlan. So what's all this for? The answer is, this is all Hashem's way of getting us to daven. By it's because the purpose of life, as we're going to see, is kirvat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael al Hashem. Sipar is running after him. Now they cry to Hashem. She says, oh, I wanted to hear your voice. So from this medrash, you see a big yisod that said, Yer Baruch Hu minyan tefila mitoch hashibud. That we think that we daven because we have tzaris. But the opposite is true. We have tzaris in order that we should daven. We think we daven and therefore we have tzaris, and therefore we daven, but it would be better if we wouldn't have tzaris in the first place, and it would be better therefore if we didn't daven. We can avoid both. We can avoid the suffering of the tzara, and then we can avoid never that we shouldn't have to daven. No! You see, this matters. The whole reason Hashem says the tzara in the first place is that we should daven. He sent power in order that we should daven. So what is tefillah? Tefillah is vayigra b'shem Hashem. Uncle says, Bracious, Pasuk Perikit Beis, Vitzali b'shma da Hashem. And he davened, vayigra called out, Vitzali he davened, in the name of Hashem. What is kriya Hashem Hashem? Just like you call out to your friend that he should come, so to kriya Hashem Hashem. And when we call Hashem Hashem, then Hashem Hashem is here. Miyad chol b'mokom zeh shmo yizbarach. B'chol mokom asher aski yoshim yavo alecha b'erechtich, every time I mention my name, I will come to you and bless you. And all the yeshuas and the atzlochas that a person can be masik is when Hashem comes. What's the makor of the yeshua? Hashem Hashem. You have God. Don't you want to have a partner? I know a big veer, very big veer. They once made a deal with Hashem many, many years ago. He said, God, every $2 I make, one for you, one for me. Ah, is that a partnership? People want to know how I subsist? Sitting and learning in Eretz Yisrael with a family? How do I do it? The answer is very simple. I have Yisachar's Zvulun agreement with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of you. Takes care of you. That's it. You have Hashem as your partner. I'm alive, right? You see me? Moving around, smiling. Hodu Hashem ki tov ki le'olam chazdo. So when you have Shem Hashem, you have Yeshua's. Yisrael is Yashar Kel, Ashurenu means to see. To see Kel. To see Shem Hashem. Then you have Yeshua's. The Zechiah we had to leave Mitzrayim was because of Vayitzaku. And then God became our God. And that's the whole Indian of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Yetzeisicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Who's that Anochi? It's that Anochi who was taking us out of Mitzrayim. We only got out of Mitzrayim because of our Tzaka. So I'm Hashem Elokecha, I'm your God! Through Mitzrayim, through your Tzaka in Mitzrayim. So this is different than what we're used to thinking. We're used to thinking, better no Tzara, no Tefillah. Everything just would have been smooth sailing the whole time. Would have been great, wouldn't have any problems. No doctors and no doctor bills and no medicine and no side effects and no sleepless nights. Ay, 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 ay. But it was what it was. Thank God we got out of it. We dived and we got out of it. No, 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 no. Ain't no Cain. It's not true. Hashem brings us the tzara in order that we should cry out to Him and get the Yeshua. And without the tzara, we wouldn't have cried out. You see, people are doing well. I watch people on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Rig! They sit there, they're so calm. Things are good. They tell a joke to the guy on the left. They tell a joke to the guy on the right. They complain a little about the chazan. They get excited when he goes, na 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 na. And they're smiling. A lichtige tug. Oh. And there are other people. They're shaking their pants. It's Yom HaDin. Hinei Yom HaDin. Lefkot HaKol Tzva Merem BaDin. What's the correct attitude? The correct attitude is always to be besimcha. But to know that Hashem wants to hear from us. But when things are good, and a guy's sitting in shul, and the air conditioner is powerful, and he's comfortable, and he's sitting in a nice cushioned seat, and he knows that at home he has waiting for him the Rebbetzin Baruch Hashem, Odul Hashem Ki Tov, has a 6-course meal waiting for him. Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur not so much. Yom Kippur also. He knows he ate a big meal last night before the fast, a little bit before night. He's eating another big meal tonight. And then followed by 7 days of big meals if he's in Eretz Yisrael. 8 days of big meals if he's in Chutz Laretz, but it's Sukkos. So even in Eretz Yisrael you have another day. And in Chutz Laretz you have another day. So I'm at Pesach. Pesach 7 and 8. Sukkos. Shemini Atzeres. And in America you have Simchas Torah, and you have a lot of good stuff coming up, so you don't have any trouble. Everybody's healthy, Baruch Hashem, everything is good. So then where's the tzaka? So how do we get to the tzaka? To know that at any second it can be taken away, everything. A person can lose everything in a second, and Hashem gives it to him anew every second. And then you realize that it's always an Eis Tzara. Like they say, Soloveitchik used to answer, explain the Machlokas Rambam Ramban, is Tefillah Mitzvah D'Orais or not? The Rambam holds that it is. The Ramban holds, no, only Eis Tzara. He used to explain, according to the Ramban, it's always an Eis Tzara. Even the Ramban agrees it's always a Mitzvah D'Davin. Just the Rambam says on a regular day, it's not an Eis Tzara. Ramban says it's always an Eis Tzara. So the Kulei Alma is always a mitzvah to daven. So that's a person has to know. That as we speak, there's diseases in our bodies that our antibodies are fighting. Baruch Hashem. As we speak, there are Arabs all over the place in the Middle East planning our destruction. I'm sitting here in Givat Zev. I'm looking out the window. It's mamish the mountains. It's like going to the mountains for the summer. Going to the Catskills. But here it's better. Here it's Eretz Yisrael mountains, holy mountains. I'm looking out my window over here. It's a gorgeous, I have a gorgeous view. You're welcome, you should come visit. We go out there. Looking out my window, it's beautiful. See the trees and the grass, the mountains, the sloping roads, gorgeous. And as we speak all over the place, they're planning on how to kill me. And everybody else, lo aleinu. Why is it important to know that? So we can daven. Hashem, save us! And as we speak, their cholim, the Bete Cholim are unfortunately filled with people. My friend, Rabbi Yishai Mordechai Baruch Dvoyer, Yishai Rafu Shleima, Tipul Nimratz, in intensive care. So Hashem wants to hear our tefillahs. So we're Hashem's part in creation. We're Mechel Shem Hashem. And He saves us. Rabbi Yochum says, Shemahalach HaTzaru Mahalach Tzmichas HaYeshua. The Tzara is the Yeshua. Eis Tzara Hi LeYaakov V'Mimena Yivashaya. The time of Tzara for Yaakov. U'Mimena Oseyos Tzmas Hashem says, Mehaman! May Haman Yivashel, Haman brought the Yeshua, Haman built the tree. Thank you, Haman. You set it all up, man. Mordechai had him riding around the streets. Kachayes Elayish, Asher Amelech Aveitz Bikaro. Zol Haman, thank you, Haman. Just like you put a seed in the ground. The only way to have a fruit is if you're losing your seed. Isn't that sad? You're losing your seed. And it goes in the ground and it rots. And then from that, you have your beautiful tree. From the tzar is the Yeshua. You know what it's like? It's like investing money. Guy takes buchta shel kesef, like they say in Israel. It's a lot of money. Takes $2 million. And he invests it. He invests it in a building in Omaha, Nebraska. In Omaha, Nebraska. And now he doesn't have the $2 million. His wife says to him, Yankee Doodle went to town riding on his pony. Says to him, Yankee, let's go out tonight and head to a restaurant for dinner. Yankee's thinking, shh, I'm going to drop $150, $200 on dinner. I don't have the money right now. So he tells his wife the truth. He says, it's a lot of money. He says, but Yankee, don't you have $2 million? It's $2 million. What's $150 for dinner? He says, I don't have the money. I don't have it anymore. I gave it away. He says, Yanni, the best Meshigah. He says, I didn't really give it away. I invested it. Oh. So now he lost it. Kviyachol. In quotation marks. And then he waits a year, he waits 2 years. They renovate it. They flip it. They sell it. Prices went up in the meantime. And all of a sudden, from the $2 million, he has $2.9 million. It's a good return on your investment, huh? He has $900,000. And he says to his wife, Sprinzer Rezel! I'd like to invite you tonight for dinner. And she says, oh, that's so nice, Yankee, let's go. And at dinner, takes out a little package, and he gives it to her, and she smiles, she says, what's in here? Her face registers puzzlement. Is there a puzzle in there? She opens it up. Not a puzzle, but a diamond necklace. Woo! Where'd you get all that money, Yankee? Where does my miserly husband get all that money? And the answer is, in Omaha, Nebraska. That he lost when he gave it away, and he lost, kibiyachol, the tzara, that now he doesn't have money. But that was smichas Yeshua. From that too, he has 2.9. 0.9 is just not 0.9. 0.9 is $900,000. There are a lot of things you can do with $900,000. First of all, you can go to one of those dollar stores and buy 900,000 different things. That would be awesome. You can open up your own dollar store. Anyway. So mitoich hatzara comes the Yeshua. Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Perek Mem, Pasuk of Zion, Lama soymer Yaakov v'sidabar Yisrael nistor dargi me Hashem. Why are you speaking Yaakov and Yisrael? That my ways are hidden from Hashem. Chazal say that this is referring to what it says that Yaakov said, Lomar Yosim Lilagi Locha Lisho Lachem Och. He's referring to the pasuk where Yaakov said to his sons, why did you do evil to me to tell this guy, this evil man in Egypt, this despot, we don't know who he is, I mean, we know who he is, but Yosef's brothers don't, to tell him that you have a brother and now he wants Binyamin to come down and what's that Zion, what's going to be? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Yosek Laham Lechus Ben Obim Mitzrayim. V'Omer Lo Me'ari Yosem Li. I'm busy making his son king. I'm busy doing Azah Groi Setoive. And he's saying, Lo Me'ari Yosem Li. Why did you do evil to me? This is evil? Because the whole tzara, the whole story of Joseph and his brothers, and yeah, the Technicolor dream coat, it's all about making Yosef king and bringing Yeshua. And ultimately, it's Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim and the Gansan Nisim and Matan Torah and everything that came from that. What came from Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim and Matan Torah? Pesach, matzah balls in my soup, the Arba Kosis, the having the whole family together, going to Arizona, going to Miami Beach, sitting together off the beach and looking and singing. Avadim hayinu, hayinu, lefaro b'mitzrayim. That's what came from it. And from Shavuos, what came? Not only cheesecake, we got the Torah. All of the Nisim and the Neflos of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim and Matan Torah, all because of Yosef. That's where it all started. So don't call this Itzara. Lama Soymer Yaakov Nistra Darki Me Hashem. Well, why are you complaining, Yaakov? My ways are hidden from Hashem. No, it's all bringing you to a much better place. What does King David say in Psalms? When I was a kid, I used to call it Psalms. I didn't know how to read English. I knew a little bit, you know what I mean? A little, not so well. To this day, you know what I mean? Could use improvement. Min ha-meitzar karasi ka. It's a good time to be makir tova. To my parents, who ensured that I received an education. They sent me to school. It's unbelievable. I use it every day. Not my math. My math, my teacher would say, Alan, I want you to show me the work. Show me your work. Now I could show my teacher my work. On the computer, I need to know how to do something, so I just type it in. Type in this, divided by that, times this, multiplied by that, by da-da-da-da-da-da-da, subtracting that, whatever I can, whatever the computer does it. That's showing my work. So if I were in school today, I would take out someone's phone. I don't know how to use an iPhone. I don't know how to. Somebody taught recently, I was at a Sheva Brachas not so long ago, somebody told me how to take a picture. I pressed the button. I was very proud of myself. In any event, I just showed off my motorial skills in public. So I would take a picture of myself, she wants me to show the work, doing it on the computer. Okay, so that, I don't know. But how to read, how to write, hopefully how to think, how to look things up in a dictionary, even though today you have dictionary.com. But back then, I was in the world before computers, and American history, and Gemara, and Mishnah, Avdil, and science, whatever I learned, Baruch Hashem, thank my parents, and I thank all my teachers, Shbi Lui Nishmas, my principal, Reb David Zvib, and Reb Yosef, who was Nifter recently. Thank you for educating me. And anyway, back to what we're learning. So, in Hallel, we say, from these narrow places I called out to you, and you answered me from the wide places. So, mitoich ha-meitzar, min ha-meitzar, anani. If I wouldn't have been in the meitzar, I wouldn't have had this gevaldik Yeshua. I wouldn't have been in the rochav. I would have just been where I was before. But that's not a Yeshua. Yeshua is you're in a better place than you were before. It's like the woman. She's in her tzara. She's feeling pain in her stomach, in that area of her body. She runs to the hospital and it's getting worse and worse and worse. And sometimes, if you've ever been in delivery rooms, there's screams. Lo alein rachmana litzlan. The klol of chava. And then what does she get out of it? A beautiful baby boy. Oh, you know those babies? You hold those babies? Are they zis? Oh. And when I hold a baby, I just, right then and there, it's pikuach nefesh, I'm going to melt right then and there. You know what I mean? It's like so sweet. That's what you get out of it. So was it worth it, you ask the mother? Ask your mother if it was worth it. Oh, she'll tell you it was worth it. Except when your person's really behaving badly, then she begins to. But every mother would rather have had that tzara than not have had it. So that's what the kid comes out of it. And the einikluch. You can have one kid, 15 grandchildren, and those 15 have 13 apiece. Was it worth it? The Dorei Doros. Sabuni gam svabuni, says David HaMelech. Azat Sarah, they're surrounding me. B'shem Hashem ki amilam. I'll knock them down in the shem Hashem. Sabuni chedvarim, they're surrounding me like bees. Do bees bee? Do fences fence? The Chodich Isani Linpova Hashem Azarani. They pushed me down, but God helped me. So everybody knows that Hashem Azarani. The Ma'ala of David HaMelech is to realize that the whole the Chodich Isani Linpo was in order that of Hashem Azarani. Oidcha Hashem ki nisani vati. Aba ba 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 idcha hu aba ba ki be 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 yani sababa ne ba ba la te li Yeshua. Aya ba 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 ba. What's going on over here? Why are you thanking Hashem for afflicting you for the inui? And the answer is because without the Inui, there'd be no Yeshua. Vatehi le Yeshua. And this Shmuz was said Parashas Mika, it's Hanukkah time. So Rabbi Yerucham Fir Dois, he concludes, Chanukah sheniskan b'shvil ha'nes v'atshua kavu b'halel v'oido v'kavu shmoina simei Chanukah elu l'oidois u'lahalel l'shimcha ha'godol k'inyin ha'halel hu l'hisboinein u'lahakir yisoid zeh shebein ha'tzorah v'ayeshua in chiluk klal v'shneem inyin echod heim v'efshalan ha'rak l'chanukah ha'tzorah b'shem zera v'ha'yeshua hi gidula v'hol tzorah is for the Yeshua. The whole Tzara and Yeshua are one. The Hallel is to be misboinein on this Yisod that we say in Hallel. We say, "Oh, Sabuni Gam Sivavuni B'Shem Hashem Ki Amilam and Oduchaki Hashem Ki Anisani." Chule v'chule. In order that we realize that it's all one, and Tzara is the Zera. The Tzara is what sprouts the Yeshua. The Yeshua is the Gidol HaZera, the growing of the seed, and we should be Zocha. Everybody listening to this, b'chol beis Yisrael, b'chol makom l'shehem, we should have Yeshua Shlema, Yeshua Pratis v'haklolis, Amen v'yamein, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest friends. And I'm saying, mitazag yishmaka Rabbi Yeruchim's, it gives you an appetite for so much more. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the koach and the moach, and he should continue being my zvulun, and helping me, that I should be able to continue learning and spreading his Torah Kedosha, and we should be able to learn so much more from Rabbeinu Rabbi Yeruchim and many other things in Mitzvah Shem B'Siyata Dishmaya. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.